Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 81 of the No Bad Days podcast. We're back at our homesteads in our respective cities, so I guess we'll check in with the boys. Jordan, how are you doing, my friend?
It's good to finally be back, I guess, after a long haul home. Back to my parents cooking, so I can't complain on that. And guess I'm happy to see my dog again, too. So, yeah, I'm doing well.
It's good shit. How long did it take you to get home? 3 days?
2 full days of driving. I had Nat flew down to Birmingham and made the drive with me. So 24 hours in the car together, and she was a pretty good passenger princess, got me drinks, snacks.
Did she drive it all, or did you drive the whole way?
I took the reins the whole way. She offered a few times, but I was just dialed in. I felt like that was the only thing getting me through the ride, was just mean mugging the road and taking it by the horns.
Pacer and I switched. Actually, we'll just check in with Johnny quick. Johnny,
what's up?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. I was just telling Marty before he logged on here, I'm a little bored at home. A little bored.
You look a little burnt out.
Dude, I got sun today. Holy shit. I was laying sun for 9 hours.
Were you shirtless?
No, but the guy I work with, the company tees our tank tops.
Oh, so you get to show your guns off.
No, so right now they're postseason noodles. So,
oh, okay. Well, I wonder what mine are called then. Linguini?
Oh, man. But yeah, got to get back in shape, I guess. But no, it's good to be home. You know, like Marty said, parents cooking and all that. Well, I should say mom's cooking. My dad doesn't really do that. And then I went to Nonna's immediately. So that was good. I hung out with her for a few hours, so it was really nice. And then we had a family wedding on the weekend too, so it was nice to see like all my cousins and then like some extended family that I haven't seen since probably before COVID. So that was nice.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sure is.
That was a wedding, Johnny. Did you floor it?
No, I didn't. I honestly kind of took it easy. Like I wasn't my usual self at a wedding. I was just kind of just sitting and catching up with a lot of my family members. And I did have a couple beers. You know what I was drinking? Was Rickard's Red. That's what I was drinking.
The apple flavored beer?
No, it's not apple flavored.
It's like an amber. Yeah.
I honestly fucking love Rickard's Red. It's unreal. So, and I haven't had one of those in a long time because we've been in the States, so I don't think they sell them down there. So that was nice.
Yeah.
And then I had a few of those, talked to some people, didn't hit the D floor.
No D floor.
No D floor for me. I was just, you know,
must have not had enough Rickard's.
I was home by like midnight, which for a wedding, like, is, I think that's relatively early. So,
yeah, that's pretty lame.
Yeah, I just didn't have it in me. I think I left it all in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys gotta tell me about Nash.
I don't know what.
Was the live music good?
It was no. I'm just like trying to think back to the last week, like. We basically floored it for 7 days straight, and then
did we ever?
That was a lot. That was a lot. Our motto right now is just one more drink.
Yeah,
the consumption for 7 days in a row was like it was actually ridiculous.
Well, I mean, even when I came home, I had some of my family here too that were visiting. So I had like wine and drinks with them in our backyard pretty much another 3 days in a row.
Yeah, and that's so. The thing too. That's like you can't say no when you come home to people you like haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, and I got more family coming this week too. So a couple more beers.
Yeah. The grind never stops. But, you know, Nashville was good. We got there at like 8:30 at night. Checked into the hotel, met up with a few guys, and then made our way down to Broadway, familiar place for the boys, and
went to Mr. Johnny, Dean's house.
Johnny was so excited on the way there, like he was just antsy in his pantsies, and yeah, it was fun. We had a good time, and then the tough part was waking up at 6:20, that 6:20 alarm, and packing the car again and hitting the road on an 11-hour trip to Hamilton.
Running off of fumes. What did we get? 3.5 hours of sleep?
How was the ride?
Easy.
Yeah, it was good. Like, it was pretty easy. I drove, actually, Johnny drove a little bit of the drive, which was the first.
Yeah, and so, I was going to say, you never let him drive.
I didn't really let him drive. We got into Canada in Windsor. And we went to get gas, and I just pumped the gas, and then he's like, "I'll take over," and I was like, "All right." And then he was like, he was like asking me questions on how you're supposed to like mirror check and stuff when you can't see out the back window, and I'm like, "Fuck,
you can't see a." I got in the driver's seat, and I'm like, "You can't see a fucking thing in this car."
Yeah, it's same with me. He couldn't see nothing out of my back window.
Yeah, you just have to double mirror check.
You could feel the weight too when you're driving. It's actually insane.
Oh yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. My old four cylinder made it safe and sound though. So,
but Tab needed a little bit of shut eye too because he was driving the whole way. I got maybe like 30 minutes on the way to the border. So like I don't know, it's like a little nap, I guess. It's a little something, but Tab needed something because I know my parents were gonna want to like stay up and chit chat and stuff like that, so I didn't want him to just be zonked out
and get your bellies nice and full. I seen,
oh my god,
tomahawk steak,
fucking great. Disgusting
hot off the grill when we
come
go.
On
yeah
tomahawk
dude. We were on the phone with them like the day before, I think, when we were driving to Nashville, and I was joking around and they're like, "What do you want?" And I was like, "Oh, a tomahawk steak." And then my mom calls us like after we cross the border and says like she actually got one and then a couple little steaks to go with it. And I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, actually, like it was kind of like, so our plan was to not eat anything all day.
Oh yeah, that's good.
So we woke up and I grabbed Johnny a coffee in the hotel, got in the car, and we just kind of left. And we didn't stop until we had to fill up gas. And then when we filled up gas, Johnny grabbed two breakfast sandwiches. And then when he opened them up, they were cheeseburgers. So I was like, I'm not eating that thing. And we were at like a never have heard of before gas station. So I was like, yeah, I'm probably not eating that.
Yeah.
Middle of North Tennessee.
Yeah.
Did you eat it, Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he one-bited it.
It is pretty gross.
I'm sure.
It was disgusting, but I was so hungry. Well, Taver, you had McDonald's before you went to bed the night before.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't, so.
Yeah, you were being a healthy boy.
I was being a health nut.
Yeah.
Wah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I had a cheeseburger before bed, and then what did we have? On our way through Cincinnati, we still had like a half tank of gas, and Johnny was pinching his pee-pee so bad he had to pee.
Oh yeah, I had to tie it in a knot, man.
So we took a couple turns and we ended up in this not the most comfortable feeling place in the world, at this gas station with a White Castle attached to it.
Oh, Johnny's favorite.
Yeah, so I offered him a burger, but no, Johnny went in there and relieved himself of some duties and then kept on chugging, didn't eat anything, Then we show up at the Paces and we're like, oh man, like I'm so glad this dinner's coming because I'm so freaking hungry. Like I'm not gonna stop eating for like an hour. And sure enough, like we got in full charcuterie board ready to go. So we start just mowing that. We barely even said hi to his parents. We just started mowing it. And then caprese salad, baked potatoes, steak, broccoli.
Sure.
Fresh bread. What else, yep. Johnny?
Couple other things, but yeah, we got full pretty quick. Actually, we ate way too fast.
I felt like the most disgusting person. And then to make matters worse, we went right in the sauna after dinner.
Oh yeah, man. Just a little bit of meat sweats.
It was just a meat market in there, so yeah. But yeah, no, the dinner was delicious overall, and it's good to see the Paces again, Ralpho and Paula.
Yeah,
and Ralpho was yelling at the TV because the Leafs game was on. So,
oh boy,
he was getting pretty fired up with the fellas.
Did Ralpho cook the steaks or Paula?
Ralphie did.
Ralphie did.
Perfect, yeah. Medium rare.
Perfect.
He actually did a really good job on the tomahawk.
He nailed him.
He just got a new barbecue, so he's pretty pumped about it.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so the funniest thing was we were sitting at dinner and Johnny's mom was telling me a story anyway. And the story like was for them, they had heard it before. So I hadn't heard it before. So the story to them was just dragging on and on. And finally Johnny's eating and he goes, Mom, I don't think Troy gives one fuck about what you're saying. And I'm like, Johnny, no, I do. I do. And anyway, so that was just a running joke, and like obviously he was kidding. So anyway, she finishes the story, and then later that night, obviously we'd been up for quite a while. So Ralph was telling me a story, and we were chit chatting, and it was like close to midnight. The Oilers game was like about to be finished, and Johnny just like sees me, kind of like give him like one word answers and like
head bobbing,
and then he finally like. He's like, hey, are you tired? I was like, oh, yeah. Like, are you ready for bed? And he's like, yeah, let's go to bed. I was like, oh, okay. So Johnny kind of saved me from that one. I was baby necking it for sure.
I was dying on the other couch too. Like I was just staying up. I thought you wanted to stay up. And I looked over at you. I was like, yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Just go to bed.
Just crawl right into bed, eh?
Breakfast. Barely. Morning, eh? How nice was it when we went for breakfast? Like, just like the nicest customer service.
Oh, Joe, it was just such a change of pace.
Just so refreshing. Just like the best. Like, just
where'd you guys go?
Just a little breakfast place near my house, and it was kind of nostalgic because it was one of those places where like we used to go after like 6 a.m. practices when we were little, and I hadn't been there in years, anyways, but. We went there and just like we walked in, the waitress was just so nice to us, and like she was saying A, and we kind of looked at each other and like we hadn't heard that in such a long time,
and yeah,
it was just kind of like, oh, that's nice, it's good to be back in Canada.
Yeah, we literally sat down, had two coffees, ate our breakfast, and were able to leave within like 30 minutes. It was insane.
It was a good day.
Yeah.
That sounds very not bad at good. All.
Oh, you want to know what pissed me off though about coming home is like I went to the grocery store probably the day after I got back to grab a few things. Like my mom asked me to hop out. So I went and got a couple things for dinner, and I walked in, paid for it, and I get to the cash register and I paid for my food or whatever. I have 4 or 5 different things, and my food is sitting at the end of the conveyor belt, and I'm like, oh, like, can I get a bag?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And they're like, no, we don't do bags here. I'm like, are you? I was like, oh, well, like, that's great. So I had to, like, you know, carry it with my 6 arms that I had.
A little circus act on the way out.
Literally, it was brutal. I almost, like, threw up. That's the one thing that bothers me.
Yeah, it's BYOB in Canada.
Bring your own bag.
Bring your own bag.
Which is actually, like,
it is disgusting. Good for the environment. It's good for the environment.
It is. You're right. It is. But like,
plastic, but, and if you want a bag, I think it's like a 99 cents a bag.
No, like they didn't even offer you. The only way you could get a bag is if you bought one of like the like legit ones.
Oh, really?
Where you're like, it's like if you were to buy like a Louis Vuitton bag. So they're like 15 bucks each. And I was like, no, unfortunately, I can't afford that at this time. So I'll just carry these.
No, like, Louis V no, grocery bag.
Tyler, you're like, no, I got a million at home.
Yeah. This is dumb. Like, that was dumb. And like, and the plastic or paper straws are pissing me off, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah. I got some paper straws.
You know what's? Oh, paper straws are the worst.
Yeah.
I'm a plastic straw advocate every time.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't, like, this may sound bad, but I am okay with, actually, and I'm not going to say it. I'm just, I'm like, okay, seeing a couple straws in the ground when I'm walking around for me to have a plastic one.
Honestly, like,
you'll pick up the plastic straws you
I'll
see.
Just I promise the... yeah. If I see one, I'll pick it up. If I can still drink out of them, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I will march to the ocean. I'll get a bag, plastic straws only, right in there. No problem.
You'll pick up a plastic bag on your way. Probably find one on the ground.
Find one there.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. Like when it just gets soggy in your drink, like how disgusting. And then it touches your lips and your tongue. Get a plastic one.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
You know what's even weirder too is like there's people that carry around a metal straw in case like they need to use it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Isn't that hilarious?
I think my mom has one in her purse at all times. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I get it. I get it because like what? Like if I had a choice between a metal straw and a paper one, I would take the metal. 100%. But like. Like, are we really at the point where I have to plan out if I'm going to maybe get a drink while I'm out and have to pack a straw in my bag?
Packing a
straw? Yeah, packing a straw. Like, that is just absolutely putrid.
Yeah. And it's, you know what's nice, too, is when you pay for something, you don't have to sign on it, and then they bring the, machine
at
the table. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Bunch
of little things. Like, they bring the debit machine over to you, and you're like...
They don't take your card and you don't know what they're doing with it.
It's tap, you see the amount, and then you're like, see you later.
Yeah, you don't have to wait. When you pay for something and there's like a tip option, do they still print it out and you have to write on it, or do you just do it on the machine?
You do it on the machine.
And then
That's what I thought.
We don't sign anything, we don't have any paper, nothing.
No paperwork, eh?
You know what? It's crazy. It's like normally every time I've come home from a hockey season, it's way hotter at home than it wherever I left. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this is like the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking sucks.
I'm still peeling like crazy from my sunburn. Like I'm literally shedding skin.
Yeah.
I got roasted.
Marty Python.
Yeah,
sure. I guess we haven't done a pod in a few weeks. It feels kind of like.
Oh, should we?
What did we miss? Oh yeah, we lost the championship.
Should we tell the folks like why we haven't done one though?
Yeah.
Like,
they
deserve an explanation.
The 2 weeks ago, we were on the road in Roanoke playing the game 4 of the championship round
Tuesday night,
which we lost, and then Wednesday we got home that Wednesday morning at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. An hour bus ride.
Yeah.
And then it was like basically
end of the season. Like you're with the boys. Like that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were we had missed the day for that week, so we were like, okay, we'll put it off till the next week. And then obviously we had a bunch of team activities to attend to and a bunch of shit to do, really. We had to pack up all our stuff and clean up. And I think we left, when did we leave, even? Tuesday?
I left Tuesday morning.
Right. So that's why we haven't been online. But don't worry, we'll be back. And we've had no shortage of fun in the last 2 weeks. So we're going to kind of catch you guys up on that.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to say? What was I going to say there?
Me and Nat had a crazy... I took like a wrong turn, or like I took an exit by accident, and I ended up in this small town in Illinois. And there was like a construction lady, you know, like that'll like stop the people and like wave them through.
Sign people.
Yeah, the sign people.
Yeah.
And she was like holding up like our side for like quite a while. And this guy came barreling to the front, like he rode the side. He's like, I gotta go. I gotta go. She's like, no, like, wait. And they went back and forth for like, probably like 30 seconds realistically. And he like skidded up a little more and he was probably like 5 feet from her. And then another car like moved forward to defend her so he couldn't get out. And then like there was a huge lineup, obviously. And then people started getting out of our out of their trucks and were yelling at the guy that originally came. They're like, it's, you gotta wait. And then he got out of his car and was just screaming at people. And then she was calling the police. And I was like, oh my God, where am I? Like, it was wild.
Get me out of here.
Like, there was probably like 15 people out of their trucks yelling at this guy. And he was just, it was crazy.
You know what? Little does he know, he made the traffic jam a whole lot worse.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. Like, I thought he was literally going to run the traffic lady over.
Honestly, it was like
wild.
There's people out there, you never know what they're gonna do, and like that's insane because that's a possibility. Like there's crazy people out there.
All because I took a wrong turn.
How do you take a wrong turn?
It was like construction, so my GPS. It was like an off. I took an off ramp, and when I should have just kept going straight. So it kind of fucked me up a little bit where I was going.
Taver almost ran someone over.
I did. Yeah.
In Nashville.
Yeah, it was his fucking fault, though. Like,
was,
this guy's...
It was crazy.
This guy's fucking...
It
was, like, I was...
It was, like, 3 feet away. Like,
yeah, it was like, pretty fucking like, close.
Like, three... Like, this.
It was pretty close.
The length of, like, a coffee table. Like, it was crazy.
Well, okay, I wasn't going that fast. So, no, like, I would have...
But, like...
If I would have hit him, he probably wouldn't have even fallen over.
I didn't say you were taking P1 in Monaco. I said you were pretty close to hitting.
Anyways, so what happened was we were going through downtown. We were driving to our hotel in downtown Nashville, and there was this freaking roundabout that I had to go all the way around and then come back the same way I was coming somehow. Anyway, so I start taking the roundabout where Johnny and I are just chatting or whatever, and there's this fucking runner trying to go across where I'm going, and obviously he has the right of way, so I didn't fucking see him because this dumb guy is wearing black on black on black in the middle of the night, and I'm like,
I saw him.
Yeah, Johnny saw him at the last second. He's like, oh, damn. I'm like, oh.
And he stared us down. We're like, fuck you, fuck.
Yeah, I was like, hey, what are you fucking doing?
And no, he's like, honestly, you know what? If you're going to run by a roundabout, maybe just like go down a little bit more and then run because you can't really stop in a fucking roundabout. So,
well,
kind of his fault, I would say.
No, my fault. He always has right of way, but like
pedestrian does, yeah. But you can't run in a roundabout. You can't expect traffic to stop.
Yeah, like he wasn't on the pedestrian walk path. He was like in the fucking roundabout.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm like, and he's wearing a black shirt with black pants and a black hat with black shoes, no reflective strips on him.
Yeah,
probably should have fucking just hit him. Honestly,
just give him a little love tap.
Yeah, we were joking around. It's like, hey, bud, you mind coming to Canada?
Yeah, seriously.
If you're already stuck in the grill.
We would have had no, room.
He's in the grill.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. We got kind of grilled at the border, too. I don't know how yours was.
Mine was good. He was just
really,
like
weirdly grilled, though.
He was a little weird because he's like, because obviously I had Nat in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like asking me questions like where I'm from, blah blah blah, and then it got quiet and he's like, and who's your lady friend? I'm like, it's my girlfriend. And he's like, and where's your lady friend from? It's like, you got her passport, you got her name.
Yeah,
like, that was just like a little weird. But
yeah, what do you want, her number?
Yeah. Seriously, I mean I get that part, but we pulled up to the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit, and then there's like a we almost got hit again.
Holy shit.
So I guess the Ambassador Bridge, I'd never gone that way before, so there's a two full, like, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say we did get hit when we went into Detroit by a whiff of shit immediately.
Oh my god. The city of Detroit smells the worst I've ever smelled.
Literally, like, we're driving, as soon as we see like the city like horizon, we see the Ambassador Bridge, just an insane scent in both our nostrils. We looked at each other like, what the fuck?
Hey, don't tap on your mic.
Was it me?
Or yeah, someone.
That was you.
I don't think it was me. I wasn't even near it.
Anyways,
Detroit, does it smell good or what?
Yeah, someone's tapping on their mic. It's pissing me off.
That's Marty.
My hands are on my desk.
Are you tapping?
No.
Oh, convenient. It stops when we can call you out on it.
Might be my armrest.
Could be. Anyways, Johnny, yes, Detroit, it smells like complete fucking dog shit. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're from Detroit. You must just, your nostrils must just be punished on the daily. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. Mine turned around actually and got a cab back to Alabama.
Yeah, like it was bad. Like it was like if someone took a big cow shit and threw it and hit you in the face.
Yeah, and you just got to walk around all day like that. That's that's what it was. It was rancid.
And then so we pulled into the border crossing and there's two.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Two full lanes for semis and 18 wheelers to go across the border because that's like a big port for transportation. Anyways, those are on the right side and we came on the right side. So it's like 200 trucks long, me and then another like 50 trucks behind me, and it's two lanes wide, and then the car lane's the other lane on the left, and I'm on the far right lane. So I'm like, oh, shit, there's no way I'm fucking waiting in this line. Yeah. So I wait for the truck beside me to, like, move up, and the other one wasn't paying attention. So as soon as it moved up, I kind of zigzagged between both. And then there was a third truck coming from the other side. So Johnny's like, holy fuck. And I'm like, oh, whatever. And so then we got into the car lane.
I look at him, I'm like, you didn't just do that, did you? Like, we literally through these massive trucks, we can't see anything. So, like, if there's a car buzzing in the actual car lane, we're getting T-boned for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I made sure, though.
Yeah.
I could look. I looked.
Oh, okay, good. That's good.
But anyway, so we get to the border crossing. The lady's like, hi. We're like, hi. She's like, that sure is a lot of hockey sticks in there. Because we had like 25 hockey sticks. And we're like, yep. Just coming home from hockey season. She goes, well, I don't follow sports. So I'm sorry if I'm supposed to know who you are, but I don't. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no worries. Are you talking to me or him?
Pacer.
Oh, makes sense. Anyways, she goes, oh, okay, well. If I'm supposed to know you, I don't. We're like, yeah, no, you shouldn't know us. Don't worry about that. And then she goes, so I'm just a little concerned about the volume of stuff that's in the car. And we're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because our car was packed. She's like, can you roll down the window? And all you just see is this big black wall of shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. And she's like, is there anything like that you guys bought that's new? And we're like, not really, like maybe some clothes and stuff. And so she like paused for like a couple seconds and she's like, well, all right, just have a good one. And gives us her passport back. We're like, okay, the hell.
I've gotten grilled for that before too, like where they're like, that's a lot of stuff, like how much stuff is new, because you can only bring so much new stuff. I'm like, no, like that's all my stuff I brought down there before, like all my comforters, blankets, like everything,
TV.
Yeah, I'm like, it says all my stuff from Canada.
Anyways.
Yeah, you're like, I did just live there for 8 months, so.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was weird. That was a weird question. She's like, anything new?
No, nothing really. How about you?
Equipment made? Not much, you?
Yeah. Anything new? No, same old, same old. You?
you know me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you do know me.
Just a couple of ripped t-shirts.
Yeah. Johnny wore his ripped t-shirt out in Nashville, and man, was it good.
The red ripped with a cowboy hat. It's quite...
Yeah, he stole my cowboy hat. Sorry. I wasn't wearing it. I don't know. I always feel like if I'm like going out in Nashville, I feel weird wearing a hat. But like I also want to, so it's kind of like...
Did you still have your mullet then? I forget.
No, I cut it off.
Yeah, you got it chopped off right away.
Yeah, I couldn't show up at home with that thing on my head, so...
I'm still rocking the playoff beard.
Are you?
I told Wiz I'm not shaving it until the game one of next season.
No way. You're going to shave it.
I'll see how long. I've never grown it like really long before, and I kind of want to see like how it grows out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just not going to be.
It's so patchy, so I want to see like what it's going to do.
Johnny, you okay right there? Are you trying to hand in an assignment or something?
Dude, it's everything's plugged in to the USB and everything.
Well, okay. You sound fine.
Yeah, you sound all right.
You just sound a little quiet. But
it is saying my USB. It's not giving me an option to click my USB mic. It's an option here, but it's grayed
out. Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
I'm gonna leave and come back.
No, no, do not leave and come back because then I'll have to do the whole thing. Just ride with it.
Really?
Please do not leave.
Okay, I'll just put the mic away then.
Please, yeah, just keep your hands.
Hey, that's... Yeah. Just
keep your hands, arm, feet, and legs inside the vehicle at all times.
That rules someone else. That rules me out on who the tapping was. So it was either you or Marty.
Cool.
Yeah,
think about that.
Anyways, can we trust you to get all your stuff settled in from now on? Or are you going to just completely be offline all summer?
What the fuck happened?
Okay, well, now's not really the time to figure it out.
I just don't know why it didn't give me the option. Everything was plugged in.
This is
bullshit.
Must have been the computer.
I'm gonna
hold it. Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, I did wear my rip shirt out in Nashville. It was sick.
Johnny, did you cry a bit when the Leafs got eliminated, or how did that go in your house?
They didn't deserve it.
Did you watch it at home, or did you watch it with a Schaefer?
I watched I did watch it with Schaefer and a few of the other boys, yeah. They didn't deserve it, man. That was bullshit, though, because that Morgan Riley goal did go in.
Yeah, that was crazy. That
actually crossed the line.
Yeah.
Like, you know that view they had through the skates?
Yeah.
That view showed it cross the line.
They even had, like, a far view from, like, the blue line camera.
Yeah.
That was like the most distinct one that I saw before the whistle had even blown.
That's the thing I'm talking about.
Yeah. I thought it was I thought they called it off because someone had pushed the pad in, or is that a different one?
No,
they said it was because of the whistle that it was already blown down.
Oh, so the ref was just trigger happy?
And when you see the replay, like even though you can't see the puck like in the net cam, you can tell, like, where else is the fucking puck? It's under his pad, which is in the net.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying, too.
So it was kind of a shitty way to go, especially because, like, that one goal, they lost in overtime, so they would have won the fucking game. Not saying they would have won the next one. It's just, that's a shitty way to go.
Yeah.
I thought that I watched the end of that game, and I just thought that the Leafs looked like completely like they were just passing the puck back and forth in their own D zone for like 30 seconds, and then they'd bomb it up, tip it in, forecheck, and then do the same thing like 10 seconds later.
Yeah.
Like it was actually weird. Like they didn't forecheck or anything at all.
They didn't deserve it. Like at the end of the day, they literally didn't deserve it. They didn't play good.
They didn't play hard enough.
When you get TJ Brody and Justin Hall on the ice, just God, please get the puck outside your blue line. Please.
Zip and tip.
Oh my goodness. Are those two just...
You think the...
on that team?
You think the coach and GM are fired, or you think they're going to keep them?
I don't know, man.
I think Dubas will stay for sure.
I think Dubas is... Yeah.
at the end of the day, they're not the ones on the ice playing. So, like, that's why I've never been, like, good at, like, judging that. Like, you brought guys in.
You paid them.
Playing guys, like, I don't know. I can't really comment on that. Like, at the end of the day, they're not the ones playing.
Yeah, true. I guess we shouldn't say anything bad about them in case we get called up one day, too.
Yeah, true. You never know.
Yeah, they're like,
you could skip four leagues.
I heard you, No Bad Days podcast. Take a seat.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we were going to sign you, but now we're definitely not. Oh, fuck. Edmonton's out too. So no Canadian teams left. That kind of stinks.
And Dallas is up 2-0 right now.
Are they up?
2-0, 4 minutes left. Just check.
Man, so it's going to be Carolina, Florida.
Vegas.
Damn.
Exciting.
Oh, I was gonna ask you something, Johnny. Did you or both of you, have you ever seen a general manager in the National Hockey League like scream and yell at fans like during a game?
Yeah.
Like Kyle Dubas? Like, what is that?
That's
when you know the but I guess you know the pressure's on the line when he's doing that shit, but like part of me thinks that's stupid and he should never be allowed in the rink again, but like on the other hand, he's like showing more passion than like half of his fucking players.
Oh, like half those guys look like they were just like waking up from a fucking nap.
Yeah,
in the game.
But I'd never seen him like taunt
that, though. Like, okay, like if like players chirp back all the time, it's the heat of the moment on a game, even though like they're not really supposed to like be a professional.
Yeah,
when you're wearing a suit, stands. Shut up. I don't care if someone says something about your mom, this, that. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
especially in that league.
Like, that guy is drunk at a hockey game that he just paid to watch, and you're at work. Like, shut up.
And you're making $6 million, and that guy's paid $6 for his ticket.
Yeah.
Like, if you're sitting that close to the GM, you probably didn't pay that much for your ticket because you're at the top of the arena.
You're touching the roof.
Yeah,
unless the game's in Toronto, where if you want to hang beside Johnny Bauer and Matt Sundin in the rafters on a coat hanger, then it's about $1,000.
That's crazy.
And you just watch the game.
Toronto's nuts.
Friends of ours, their uncle was selling his tickets to the playoff game where they got eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 apiece.
What did he pay for
tickets?
Them?
Well, there were season tickets.
Jeez. So you could pay for your whole season tickets by selling
5,000 apiece, and someone bought them. That's what tickets were going for.
That's insane, man. Who has that lined out? Like, that's like Mike Davis's warm-up jersey in the auction going for $10,000 for the Birmingham Bulls. Like that's a little bit more insane because like it's like a practice jersey.
Yeah.
But like, holy shit.
Oh man.
I couldn't believe that, man. I was like, oh boy, the team's gonna be happy.
You could just see them all smiling.
Yeah, they're like cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Come on.
That was insane. You guys got any plans coming up here?
No.
I got absolutely none. I got Wiz on the line kind of texting me trying to get on Call of Duty.
Oh, really? I haven't even set up my Xbox yet.
Yeah.
But I'm down to, just saying.
Yeah.
But it's an option.
I don't plan on doing anything for like another week, I don't think.
Really? Oh, I went. Yeah, I started marathon training today. It was fucking hell. I did 8 kilometers, so 5 miles. Just fucking humbling, to say the least.
How miserable were you?
I wasn't like, I was actually like thinking of it in terms of like, well, this isn't even a quarter of what I have to do in like a month, so it can't be that bad. So I started off, I was like, I'm not going to try and like go for any records here. So I just started kind of jogging. Mile in, I'm like, oh, that's okay, whatever. I'm not even out of breath or anything. Then 2 miles in, I'm like, fuck, I'm not feeling bad. 3 miles in, same thing. About the fourth mile, I was like, fuck, I've been running a long time. And then it wasn't so much my lungs that were hurting, but my joints, like my knees and my ankles,
yeah,
were like on fuego. And I was like, holy shit. And I just kept kind of gutting through it. Then my back started to hurt, and then my hip flexor started to hurt. I was like, oh my God. And then I got back to my house, and I was like, holy fuck, I did 8 kilometers. I have another fucking 36 more.
Did you
however many fucking more.
Did you warm just... up?
No. See, that's the thing, though. Like, I just... See, I was like, yeah, I wasn't going to... I wasn't going to start marathon training today. And then I was just sitting on my couch. Me and my dad did some work in the backyard and fixed some landscape and shit. I was just sitting there. It was 2 o'clock. I'm like, I fucking got nothing else to do. I might as well start this marathon training. So I just literally went down, changed my clothes, threw my running shoes on, hooked up, mapped my run, and just took off the front door. So.
Oh, man.
That'll do it, bud. That's how you get injured.
When are you starting, Johnny boy?
This week. I'm going to go for a couple runs this week.
Then, yeah, you seem super happy about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go down to the beach strip because I think it's 12 kilometers there and 12, yeah, it's 24 there and back.
Just bring your rollerblades.
I might as well. Fuck.
Go. I dare you to try. Go to this, run 12 kilometers one way and 12 back. If you make it, you did a half marathon. And I sincerely want to hear your feedback.
Dude, man, that's...
It's gonna fucking suck. Like, it's gonna suck. It's gonna be terrible.
Now that I started running, like, I think I'm gonna drop out.
Do you know how much I hate running? Like, I actually despise it. Like, I don't even like running a mile for fitness testing.
When I saw the boys in Minneapolis, when I stopped by the office, they said Dave's not even gonna run in the same heat. They said he's gonna start earlier and try and do it under 3 hours.
Sorry, beauty.
No way. He's actually trained for like the last 12 months, and he's actually fucking cruises now.
Here's the thing I have with this, though, is like, okay, we have a month to train for this marathon. One, we're at the, like, we just finished a full hockey season, so our bodies are like nowhere near like good.
I'm not an excuse, not an excuse guy though, right?
Yeah, no, these aren't excuses. These are just facts.
We do need to give our bodies a break, which we have. Okay, and now we're getting back in shape. So
yeah,
like you can't marathon train in the middle of a fucking hockey season.
No, that would be dumb. Yeah, that would be dumb.
You know.
So it's not really. Yeah, it's not about.
I think we'll be all right. Just go for a couple runs, couple long ones. We'll be okay. We'll be okay.
I don't think that's going to cut it.
No, it's not. It's going to suck. I'm just saying that now. Like, I'm aware. But I'm just saying.
I think
I'm betting on us.
I think Lossie needs to get a GoPro for just you two.
I'll bring my own. I have a GoPro. I'm going to bring it.
Yeah, you need it for you two just to, like, vlog your journey. Because that in itself will be, like, a quality YouTube video.
We have 9 hours to finish it.
No problem. Can you walk it in 7? You could walk.
We have 7 hours to finish it, and it takes at a normal pace of walking. It takes 9 hours to walk.
Okay, walk run. Walk run. Walk run.
Yeah, walk 1 minute, run 1 minute. I'll try and shave a couple hours off.
Yeah.
I'm. If I was a betting man, I would bet on us not being able to finish.
I would take that line.
I would take that line on myself.
Yeah,
me but then too. if I took that line on myself, then I would quit easily.
Can't you sports bet on marathons? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can. Marty, you can sports bet on like a no, not on like on random, us. Not like random people.
Come on,
runner 6-4-2-1-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta figure out when. I think I might make it harder on myself too, and fly in like the day before the marathon.
Did you know that, like, the day before, like, if you're actually marathon training, you're supposed to go for like a light run? Like,
oh yeah, before? Oh yeah, and we're gonna be having beers on the porch of Marriott.
If it's cheaper for you guys, you could fly into Winnipeg and drive with me.
Maybe
yeah, just something true. To think about off the rip.
Might do that.
You can plan it out, but
up to or you next. Could fly to Thunder Bay, Johnny, and rent a car.
Yeah.
Go see my buddy Marty.
But and yeah, I'm just
sit in a car for 6 hours, get the hamstrings nice and tight.
Yep.
That's another thing that was hurting today while I was running, hamstrings.
Yeah, you have to like warm up properly and like
there's do all that shit. Well, I know, dude. I just made an impulse decision to go, and then I was like, I had no clue of how long I was gonna go. I was gonna go until it started hurting, but then when it started hurting, I was still 2 miles away from my house, so I was like, fuck, I gotta kind of.
I'm also going to start like kind of hockey training about next week too. So like it's going to be a weird dynamic.
Yeah. How long are you supposed to take off after the season ends to like when you start training?
Well, I'm,
2 weeks.
I'm just going to get back like into the gym and like get my body used to things again. Like I'm not actually going to start skating for a little bit.
Oh. Yeah. I'm still hurting right now.
Yeah, every day I wake up, my fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Every day I wake up, I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, that's 63 games right there.
Yeah, literally.
GPs, bud, GPs.
Dude, but
We did get a sauna at my house, so.
Yeah, I saw that. You guys are putting one in, or is it ready now, or what?
It's ready. We just need the stove for it. It's just like a little barrel sauna in the backyard.
Oh, cool.
Thing is nasty.
You'll be living in there.
What is it, four person or two man or?
Four person, 6x6.
Nice.
And what, they just come and fucking build it in your backyard in one day or?
Yep. Took us like 2 hours.
You built it?
Me and my dad, yeah.
Really?
Oh, where'd you get the stuff?
One of my brother's buddy sells them. It was like a COVID thing like 2 years ago. He got like two full sea cans shipped over from somewhere. Finland. I don't know, somewhere probably in Europe.
Finland or Sweden, yeah.
And he just sells them, and they're sick.
That's damn.
It's literally just like wood, like the wood fits, locks it in place. Like, it was super easy to build.
You should get one of those portable, like, ice tubs, too, so you can go, like, in and out
and
stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's the next step. You love ice baths, too. Marty loves ice baths.
Yeah, you wouldn't catch him like dead in one of those.
He's like a cat in water.
He's scared of it.
The only time I ever went in was like the game 3 of the first round after that game, and I was in there for 48 seconds.
That's how long you made it?
48 seconds?
Yeah.
You didn't wait until you got numb?
No. I was already numb. My toes felt like they were going to fall off, and I even had those little boots on in there.
You put those things on?
Yeah.
Oh, I put those things on every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference, man.
Doesn't
yes it does cool. Not on your feet.
Well, whatever.
Don't your feet like kill when you get in an ice bath because there's no like insulation around them?
My body kills for like maybe 30 seconds and then it numbs and then you just ride it out. It's a mental
beauty.
Battle it's a mental
oh
battle.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Beauty.
You know what, no, I'm in a different heat than you in ice baths. Okay, so
final score, 2-1 Dallas.
JK.
I really want to punch you in the head after you said that.
So we got our final four. Who we taking?
Final four, Dallas. Who's the other one? Dallas. Yeah.
Dallas, Vegas. And
Vegas.
Florida,
Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm calling a Vegas, Florida final. And I think, man, there's just so many guys that you would love to see get one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jamie Benn get one.
Yeah, I was just thinking about him and Joe.
Doesn't
Pavelski.
He have one?
No. Sagan has
Dallas
one.
His whole career.
Oh yeah.
Him, Joe Pavelski would be good. Mark Stone would be cool.
Oh yeah, that guy would just be speechless at the end of it, eh?
Dude, imagine a cup party in Vegas too. Holy.
I'm not sure like I would kind of want to see McDavid get a cup before Eichel, though. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't really care if Eichel gets a cup.
I like him, like, as a player. I just don't know. McDavid's just that much better than him. But you can't win a cup by yourself. I guess we just learned that. Kachuk on Florida.
Radko got a cup.
Yeah.
How about the Stahl brothers getting a cup together? I think that'd be nice.
Well, the interesting thing about that series is Mark and Eric are on Florida and Jordan's on Carolina, and they're playing each other now.
Yeah.
To go to the cup final.
Does Jared still play hockey? The younger one?
No, I read that he's retired, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he played in the coast.
He played a few show games, did he not, or no?
Yeah, he got called up to Carolina and he played on the line with Eric and Jordan.
My dad just told me this funny story when he was building our house in Thunder Bay. They got like sod delivered, and it was mm-hmm. Eric Stahl that brought the sod.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're just from working. There, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're from there.
And his dad, I guess, had like a company, like a landscaping company. So they were the sod boys.
So they were just working summer jobs.
Pretty sure, just, yeah. That was
before the story. But when they were playing in the O,
just like us, yep.
Just like the boy, the dream's still alive, boys.
Yeah,
it's all right. Don't get discouraged by having to work in the summers.
Yeah, you can do it.
You just need a little pocket money. That's all.
Yeah. Just gotta keep working. Just keep working hard, and you'll get there.
Yeah, I tell ya.
Keep driving that net, guys.
Yeah, all right. Well, I think that wraps up episode 81.
Yeah,
you guys good? Any other last comments? All right. We'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.